There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Okay, like I do, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you were.
Ah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 7 after the hour. That's Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, along with Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler on the Dougster program. Focus on the weather now. Records broken in June. There's three parts to this. The state of our world in the month of June. The earth dialed up the heat, smashing temperature records for the month of June and for the first half of the year. Keeping in mind the contextual value of this, since weather reports or records were not kept until 1884 that were reliable or worth anything, you can still drill down into the core of the earth and find out what the weather's been like over the last 50 million years, 500 million years if you want to, maybe even a billion years ago, what was the weather like. I would suggest you would find a lot of things going on then that are going on now, but people don't want to hear that. They just want to have a political picnic with global warming. Look out! And maybe we will be responsible for the destruction of our planet, but that will happen. The planet won't be destroyed. What will happen is the surface of it will change, and things will, in the next reality, ants will run everything. Or you don't know what's going to happen the next time around.
Yes.
Ants have been running everything for a long time.
Maybe that's it. There were no people around when the dinosaurs were here,
right?
65 million years ago. The planes and spaceships from other planets landed here about 3 million years ago,
yeah,
and brought in the people that have been responsible for us growing to the point where we are now.
That's how it all worked?
That's how it worked, Richie.
Thank you.
Yep.
Never knew that.
All right, so now let's fast forward to June. I'm from June to July, and look at the heat wave that has continued this past week across the U.S. Temperature is continuing into the midweek. Oklahoma, all across the mid-south into the Midwest, into the New York City area, up into New England. Mid-afternoon on Monday, 53 million people around the country were under a heat advisory.
Ugh.
Temperatures in the upper 90s in New York City, Chicago.
It is so hot, New York.
Yeah.
Oof.
Heat indexes into the hundreds. But it was like that last year and the year before. Come on.
But it's supposed to be the warmest year ever.
Yeah, I remember going to my grandmother's house in southern Illinois in the middle of the summertime. It was so damn hot. You couldn't, and there was no air
conditioning. How hot was it?
It was so hot. The lizards were basking in the backyard. I don't know. But it just felt like it was, you know, you didn't have air conditioning then. And it got to you. It was, can you imagine what it was like in the old days in the West?
Oh,
that's what I was thinking.
Or when they were coming across in covered wagons
across
the plains with the humidity and the bugs and the heat.
So the news media makes a big deal out of this. People are going everywhere to seek out cool environments. Look at those poor homeless people. They're under the bridge. Make sure that they get into a building so they won't suffer a heat exhaustion.
Yeah, what did they do before the 1950s?
Right, exactly. That's the whole point here. All right, the United States government says, this is the government speaking, the advice is to wear loose clothing.
Thank you.
To limit power so that there will be not, we won't have a lot of outages, and drink a lot of water.
I heard that you're supposed to keep your air conditioning at 78 so that you share the wealth instead of using all the cool air for yourself.
Yeah, right.
I got mine down to 52.
Yeah, I heard 78 was the magic number.
I keep mine at about 68, matter of fact.
No, mine's around 74.
Is it?
Yeah.
But the air feels different, though, doesn't it? I mean, it's cooler by nature.
Air conditioning cuts the humidity. I mean, that's what makes
it. That's the whole thing, is the humidity, right.
Yep, yeah, takes the moisture out of the air. Okay, so here's a third part of the story that I believe is worth more time than the previous two A and B pieces to the story. It happened yesterday in Boston. In fact, when a bus driver passed a lemonade stand and he stopped the bus, everybody got out of the bus, and the bus driver bought everybody on the bus a glass of lemonade.
Aww.
Aww. Isn't that wonderful?
That's cool.
It is.
How much was it?
His name was John Lohan. I don't know.
Maybe good Buck, to make
who
money.
Knows. That's the point of it. People get so cynical about stuff.
Half of the riders got sick and they all sued the bus company.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. But the little list
usually
his child has a lemonade stand.
And that's neat.
So he stops the bus.
He bought everybody lemonade.
Good for him and good for her. You know, there are more and more of these stories. What really gets my heat up is how we find these continuing stories every year now, and it seems there are more. We've had three or four of them already this year where the local authorities will go shut down a child's lemonade stand because you've got to have some kind
of...
You have a license.
And you have to have a sales tax receipt.
Right.
And
papers. Yeah. We need papers.
Yeah.
You need to have health department certification.
Dead lost.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah. No, I just say to him, dead lost. Arrest me. And then you make sure you call the news media and have them arrested. The police are going to arrest this five-year-old girl. They're going to ask, well, madam, you're responsible for this. We're going to arrest you. Really? Okay. How's it going to work for a PR department? Most of the bigger police departments have PR departments, but they're so busy apologizing for all of the things that they need to apologize for. They don't think about how to be preemptive, if you will. Put it out ahead. What is it? Pay ahead? What's that expression?
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
Do good things so that people will remember you for the good things. Why are you laughing?
You know that on the internet they have a homemade looking lemonade stand that you can buy for $40.
Really?
Run your very own lemonade stand. When you include this lemonade stand up to your collection of spring party supplies.
That's funny.
Lemonade stands are so American. I had one when I was a kid, but there was nobody who would ever buy because I lived in a neighborhood where there weren't any people. But I thought it was worth it.
That was my problem, too, is we had an area of, like, just very old people, and they would never come out of their houses, so all my businesses failed.
Well, in your neighborhood, they'd come steal lemonade. They wouldn't.
You don't even know where I grew up, Dougie. You've never been there.
What?
So lay off of the neighborhood shaming, please.
I wouldn't buy your lemonade because who knows where that liquid came from.
To whom are you speaking?
You.
Really?
All those cows running around.
Yeah? Not a refreshing.
Just because it's yellow doesn't mean it's lemonade.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Oh!
14 past the hour. Doug Steffen, that was Jennifer Horn who said that. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com.
Hey, follow me on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn.
Provia, speaking about following things, Provia is the natural hair thinning treatment that works on the main causes of hair thinning. It is safe, no side effects. I suppose that's redundant, isn't it? No side effects, and it's safe. You will love this product because it does what we suggest it will do. It takes care of your hair. You're losing your hair. You want to get it back again. You call 800-525-8319. Maybe I don't have to tell you how it really works. I can just tell you either you get your hair back or you get your money back. It's worth a shot, right? If you have trouble with hair thinning and you're embarrassed about it, you have colored hair, no problem. Treated hair, swell. This problem of hair thinning will get solved by Provia, or you get your money back. Call them now, 800-525-8319. The noticeable results are very cool. Cleanse your pores, get the hair to come through that's under your scalp so that it starts growing again. There's an ingredient in Provia that thickens your hair as well. So you'll look better quickly, 800-525-8319. And for a limited time, you can upgrade to priority shipping free. Just mentioned Doug Steffen. This is the super concentrated way, fastest results. You get the Provia and Super Provia all together as one. Call now, 800-525-8319.
Think green. Harrison with you, another global warming reality check. Falsehood number two. There's no smoking gun that people are responsible for global warming. This coming from several government officials on the receiving end of large-scale donations. Fact, smoking guns are everywhere that scientists look. The entire decade from 1998 to 2007 was the warmest on record. Glaciers are in retreat on every continent, and Arctic sea ice has been shrinking over the past 20 years in total agreement with model predictions. And levels of CO2 in the atmosphere are higher now than at any time in the last 600,000 years, and getting higher every year. Fact, 2,500 of the best climate scientists across the world, citing hundreds of the latest studies, have concluded that global warming is truly happening, and that you and I seem to be the main contributors.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit, down the left field line, way back in.
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career, beginning with the Phillies postgame show. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to be a genius, or maybe you'd like to raise a genius kid?
A 9-year-old pint-sized genius.
Well, take a lesson from Einstein. Here's the science of it. When Albert Einstein died in 1955, his brain was autopsied, and they found he had an average brain with one exception. He had more glial cells. And they're kind of like the R2-D2 helper cells in the area of the brain that's responsible for putting novel things together.
I've just about had enough of you.
Glial cells are kind of like administrative assistants. Why? Well, researchers believe that genius is the result of lots of practice, which creates more and more R2-D2 glial cells. What's the chief psychological trick? Practice makes permanent and grows associations nourished by glial cells. Bottom line, practice done right can grow a genius. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, you want a little red meat?
Sure.
Who wants red meat? Raise your hands,
like
please.
Filet,
you
like
please. Some red meat.
Like
here
a
we
New
go.
York strip steak, please.
And get a potato on the side.
Stripper.
There's a major gun control group stepping up support for background check legislation. It's called Every Town for Gun Safety. You know whose group that is? They're running a big ad campaign that targets the provision in current law that lets a gun sale be issued even if a check hasn't been completed yet. If it's a 3-day thing and it isn't done, you get the gun. We had conversation about how to avoid having seniors who are on Social Security but impaired mentally. There's a wonder about how to get guns away from them or keep them from getting them. I think that's the more appropriate read of that, Kenny, isn't it? If you have a gun, they're not into it. But what really is going on is we have people who want to keep those who are seniors who are infirm. That should go for everybody. It doesn't make a difference whether you're a senior or not, right? Don't we all agree on that? Oh, maybe we don't.
No.
No, we didn't. Yeah. All right. Let's see here.
There's more to say with that.
Yeah, there's a lot to that.
Than just yes or no.
Really? Americans cannot sit by when we know that we need to get guns out of the wrong hands of the wrong people. I don't think that's a heavy lift. But how do you do that and get through? Because the gun control groups are so powerful in Congress. And why are they so powerful? Because they get a lot of money, a lot of contributions.
Yeah, exactly.
Do away with all
contributions and lobbyists.
Yeah, well, that's going to come in the revolution.
Stop by killing all the lawyers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I think Shakespeare said that, first kill all the lawyers.
Right.
First kill all the lawyers. Not just the ones you like. I want to keep mine. No, kill them all. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This is music to Jennifer's ears, maybe music to all of our ears. Not bad. Actually, I've always liked the pop hits from Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
They're good, though.
Yeah, they are good. Right. All right. So, Richie, what else have you got there in the repertoire?
Here's a little thing for
you. Okay, I do.
See, I like the Backstreet Boys better.
Oh, bite your tongue, Doug Steffen.
Why? What's the matter with that?
And the thing is way better.
Huh? Way better.
Way.
NSYNC better than, well, it's all a preference thing. Okay, so the members of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC are teaming up for a zombie Western horror film. What?
Yeah, Nick from the Backstreet Boys, I believe, is behind this. And so he's brought in some of the members of NSYNC, which, by the way, can we hear some NSYNC, Richie?
I thought we were listening to NSYNC. What happened to that? So this is the same, by the way. You'll be happy to know the production values of this idea for a zombie Western horror film. The same people that have done Sharknado want to do this.
It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
It'll be up for the Oscars.
But why the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC? What is there special about the two of
because
them?
Because they came up at the exact same time. They really launched a boy band craze. I mean, there was New Kids on the Block before, but I don't know if the term boy band was set up when New Kids was out. It was more like the first time that it happened, they were just a band. And then you had the boy band craze in the late 90s, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. You had a bunch of other people like 98 Degrees and LFO trying to find their place. But Backstreet and NSYNC were the two, and they had a lot of hits together. Not together, but
at the same
time. Yeah,
right. Okay. All right, so, but why, what's the magic about a zombie Western horror film?
Well, it's going to be cheeseball and funny, I think, is the idea. And Nick is creating it, probably because he's looking for other career moves since, you know, he's no longer a boy.
Yeah, that's true.
And the term band is questionable, even though they make awesome music. So, you know, why not put together some movies, make a cheesy movie franchise? And what better way to get publicity for your project than to unite your competing boy banders? Come on.
Well, were they friends to begin with?
No, they were competitors.
Well, that doesn't mean they weren't friends.
I don't know. I'm sure that they probably had a relationship.
You know how friendly I am with Bill Bennett and
oh, yeah, you guys are always out for coffee and stuff.
Yeah. Right. You guys are working on a zombie movie, too, aren't you?
Yeah, it's starring Don Imus.
Okay. All right, so anyway, this will be out next year.
Gimme.
I don't know whether there's some good here or not, but I thought it was worth a moment or two of our time. I can't imagine Roberta going to see it. I can't imagine.
Oh, yes, she would.
You think Roberta? Well, she likes zombies, though. That's right, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, there's some. Richie, have you ever been to a zombie movie?
A zombie movie? No.
No.
I don't. When I was a kid, I used to do all those movies, but not so much anymore.
Didn't it scare you, though, when you were a kid?
It was fun.
This is not going to be super scary, though. This is going to be cheesy. It's not going to be like a horror flick, I don't think.
What, like the Runaway Tomato or something? What was the name of that movie?
Yeah, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Killer Tomatoes. Right. What was the other?
If people behind Sharknado were doing it, it's going to be cheesy.
Yeah, definitely.
Silly. Cheesy. Right. But there are other...
It's a Western, hello, zombie Western.
Well, it'd be kind of like
cool. I like that.
When Harrison Ford and Dennis and
Cowboys and Aliens.
What was the name? Craig. What's his first name? Donald. What's Craig's first name?
Daniel. Craig.
Daniel. Thank you. They did that weird. I saw a little bit of that one night when it was late. I don't know why I was crossing the films on HBO, and I see this thing. I mean, I wouldn't. Why did either one of them get involved in that stupid movie? It was just a paycheck. It was a stupid movie. Can you imagine these creatures from outer space landing in the western United States during the cowboy era?
Sure.
You can?
No, but it's fun. Come on.
Was the Wild Wild West, that reboot, that was sort of about that, though, too, wasn't it?
Well, it was about the takeoff on the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, anyway. It is all food for thought, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandmas.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program, running around in and out in between the issues of the day, things that are important to all of us, or at least we hope these conversations are important to all of us, all of you, and all of me. All of me includes Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler, the people that are watching the Sandra Bland case. You remember the story of her, 28 years old, sort of an activist, black, arrested after a traffic stop in Texas, found dead in her jail cell 3 days later. Yesterday, the state released dash cam footage, shows a state trooper pulling her over for failing to signal a lane change. While they're talking, he asked her to put out her cigarette. She says, "Why can't I smoke in my car?" The trooper asks her to get out of the car. She refuses. He threatens her with a stun gun and says, "I will light you up." Apparently, Kenny has looked at this pretty carefully and sees a bunch of edits. It looks like something that could have been done by a six-year-old, right, in terms of the editing, Kenny?
There are people and cars that just disappear and then reappear.
Yeah.
But the audio is continuing to go. It's really bizarre.
So, in terms of being, why would they let this out and be subject to this kind of scrutiny when it looks so bad for them, the edit is that bad?
But I don't know what the edits, what do they think the edits show? Because I was watching it, and the tow truck driver who's there to take her car away is calmly walking around, and that's where the edits are. So it's not like there's anything that's amped up going on. It doesn't appear. Because the tow truck driver is just kind of like casually walking around the car, and then all of a sudden he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they think is missing. Because it's not like there's a fight.
Why would they edit it at all?
I don't know.
Why would they leave themselves subject to scrutiny?
It'd be stupid.
It is stupid. Yeah. They're either hiding something, or they're stupid, or both.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you conclude from this?
Come back and say, "Well, you know, there's a lot of nothing going on there."
Why, with the focus as much as it is on white police officers shooting black people, or the situation from where was it? Not Chattanooga, Cincinnati college police officer on the grounds there shoots an unarmed black guy. Okay, they're saying, well, he was arrested 60 times. He's got 13 kids. Of course he's guilty. So, I mean, that's the seed they want to plant in you.
When the cop asked him for his license, he threw an alcohol bottle at him.
Yeah.
And then
he
took
threw
off.
It at him?
Yeah.
Well,
his ID was the alcohol.
He didn't throw his license. Yeah. He handed him an alcohol bottle.
So he was obviously drunk.
Right.
So that's a good reason to shoot him.
Some people can make the case that the car by being driven by a drunk person.
Was he aiming it at the police officer? Did he drive ahead and threaten the police officer?
What if there's a 5-year-old kid behind a car? That's a weapon. But here's what I don't understand. I get what you're saying, Doug, about, you know, there's no excuse to shoot someone unless you feel like your life is at risk or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at what point does someone not learn their lesson? You don't get, I mean, you have to work to get arrested 60 times.
That's a full-time job, man.
That is, yes.
That how many times she was arrested?
He was.
You went to Cincinnati. Oh, this isn't Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
The guy in Cincinnati.
Between having 13 kids and getting arrested 60 times, when did he have time to do anything?
When did he have time to have 13 kids?
Exactly.
I mean, at that point, it's like this guy is looking for trouble, which, I mean, you'd have to imagine he's looking for trouble. Right?
No, what I conclude is that the guy is
okay.
A troubled individual. Not that I'm saying this is not the Bleeding Heart Club, but I think we've got so much of this stuff going on. Why wouldn't you think... Is it the only course of action? You get out your gun and you shoot the guy?
You would think, why can't he call the other cops and say, this guy just took off, let's stop him?
Yeah, chase him down the road.
And that sounds reasonable. But what if this story had a different ending? What if three people got run over at the end of that street?
That isn't what if. This is what is. Not what if. What is that this guy's dead, 13 kids without a father. He's obviously some kind of a lowlife if he's been arrested 60 times. But is that enough reason to accept him being dead today?
You can make the case, why was that woman told to put her cigarette out? Who cares? Why did it escalate because of that?
Right. Because I'm a cop and I'm powerful and I'm in charge.
Yeah, okay, just give her the ticket and let her leave. Let her smoke her cigarette and kill herself over the course of 60 years.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah. All right, speaking of killing oneself, you remember the story from, I remember talking about this, I think the first week of July, this prominent Tibetan monk who died in that Chinese prison. The Chinese police seized his ashes while they were being transported back home. They claim ownership of Tibet, and they claim ownership of this guy's ashes.
Seriously?
Jeez, my God, these people are really... They are something else, aren't they? When you get right down to it, they're just something else. Here's good news. Good news on a promising Alzheimer's drug. Eli Lilly will announce today at a medical conference in Washington. This drug will apparently, according to early tests anyway, it's called solanezumab. I don't know if I can pronounce this. Solanezumab? I think it's something solanezumab. Why don't they just call it like cricket or something?
Joe.
I could relieve and reduce symptoms for those who are in the early stages of Alzheimer's. A lot of people, you know what? Ron Hoffman, who is a participant in this program, is a great. He's got a great newsletter called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Go to his site, drhoffman.com. He's got a whole week's worth of information on the supplements you ought to be taking if you suspect or if your family has Alzheimer's, preventative stuff. That's a very good drive. And there's also some great stuff with Kenny, what's his last name? Fred from Denver, Dr. Fred Grover. He's got also, FredGrover.com.
Fred Grover.
Fred Grover.
Seriously, he's got another
sure never heard that
potent way to try to get around
And also
this.
Drink Fiji water, because it's got silica in it, which attracts the metallic...
What causes Alzheimer's, in part, is the metal substances, the metals that you get in your body that are not there, the aluminum... That you
mercury.
Had in and mercury in your teeth, aluminum in the deodorant.
Silica into your body, it's like a magnet and flushes the...
It goes right to your brain.
Flushes the metals, the toxins out of your body. And and Fiji water has that silica. You can take it as a supplement also, but Fiji water has it in it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news, Richie.
Wow.
Remember Rod Blagojevich?
Yeah, Blago.
Remember him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Too.
His hair.
Yeah, he's in the clink.
Reality show appearances. Yes, he is. He's the former Illinois governor. Convicted on 18 counts of corruption, sentenced to 14 years in the slammer.
Something in Illinois.
A court overturned five of those counts. So Blago may be on the way out.
Good for him.
Of prison.
He's out-o. Blago is out-o.
He's not out-o yet-o, but he could-o be-o pretty soon-o, if you know what I mean-o. And then some-o. All right. Michael Figuera. Am I pronouncing his name correctly, Kenny? Figuera is a reporter in Washington who's been following the United States' interest with Cuba. So let's find out the story of actual ties. What are we to expect here as formally we reestablish this week diplomatic ties with Cuba, the United States and Cuba together next on Good Day.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number one. Cap and trade laws to reduce devastating carbon emissions in order to address climate change will export millions of jobs out of the economy. Fact number one. It's simply not true. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, Ohio lost more than 213,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. For Michigan, almost 500,000 jobs have been lost. Cap and trade is one way to spark a manufacturing renaissance in America, because a single wind turbine, for example, contains 250 tons of steel, along with 8,000 parts, from copper wire, gearboxes and ball bearings, to electronic controls. Jobs making these components and installing and maintaining turbines can be created here in America. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the first player to return to the NBA after a kidney transplant, and his Memorial Day miracle shot helped lead the San Antonio Spurs to their first world title.
It's Sean Elliott. He fires the three.
So where is Sean Elliott now? After retiring in 2001, Sean worked for NBC, ABC, and ESPN before settling in as color commentator for local TV broadcast in San Antonio. The Spurs honored Sean in 2005 by retiring his jersey. Sean made headlines in 2012 when Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins confronted Sean after Sean criticized DeMarcus on air for trash talking. Looks like Sean Elliott's on a mission to stop trash talking. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of preparing food? Tired of cooking food for the entire family?
Lunch is ready. Come and get it.
After all, you're responsible for 21 meals a week.
Dinner is served.
What's the solution? Let your kids do it. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, kids want to help out in the kitchen, and most of the time we say no, because it's easier to do it yourself than clean up the mess. But if you keep the recipes simple and avoid bizarre ingredients, kids enjoy learning about food.
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
Also, make sure the recipes are age-appropriate and start with foods that don't require heat or knives. This is a great way to teach healthy eating and start with washing your hands. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids will appreciate food more when they have a hand in preparing it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
It's 45 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I have Michael Vicara with us, who's a senior Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera. He's been with NBC has an extensive list of credits in his background. His focus now with us is the formal restoration of ties with the United States and Cuba earlier this week. The embassies opening up, that sort of thing. The idea here, Michael, in our country, when you look at the polls, I saw something this morning suggesting that a vast majority of Americans favor this. So what is the downside? Things like Guantanamo. How about Gitmo? What do we do about stuff like that?
Well, there are plenty of downsides. And good morning to you, Doug. There are plenty of downsides as far as the Cuban government is concerned, although by and large, the Cuban people themselves are overwhelmingly in favor of this, as are now a majority of Americans, and even a majority of Cuban Americans. And that's the key, because there had been a political logjam, obviously, for the 54 years that relations had been broken off. And we were there in front of the Cuban embassy on 16th Street in Washington. Now the Cuban embassy, just the day before yesterday, when that flag went up for the first time in 54 years. But the politics have changed. You know, it's hard to imagine President Obama making this overture, as he did on December 17th of last year, of normalizing relations in his first term or even in the first 2 years of his second term. Nobody needs to be reminded of the importance of Florida in American presidential politics, and that certainly hamstrung any of the movements that have happened sporadically over the years. But the Cubans talk about Guantanamo, the Cuban government. They talked about it on Monday when the flag went up. Even then, still a sore point. The blockade, as they term the trade embargo that's been in effect almost as long as relations have been broken off, that is still a sore point as well. The United States, for its part, still talking about human rights in Cuba, still talking about political prisoners, still talking about the criminals, the fugitives that have fled to Cuba over the years to seek refuge there. And so those are still items that are still on the table. And as far as the trade embargo is concerned, that's not likely to be lifted by the Congress anytime soon.
All right. So what do you know about it? Have you been to Cuba? Did you go down there to see when things were first opened? They send you down there?
No, but we'll be going shortly when the American embassy opens next month.
Yeah. I would like to go. I'm going to do a radio program maybe over the winter just to sort of familiarize people with what it's like. I've never been to Cuba either. But I'm told it's quite an interesting island culturally and otherwise. And so this is, but all of that aside, doing trade, I know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the ag community is very big on supporting this. Some people say, what's the why? You know what? It's always better to have your, what is the old expression, have your friends close and your enemies closer?
Right.
I don't know where these guys are. I don't see them as our enemies. They're probably not our friends necessarily. But, you know, this is good for everybody. And it's just one less problem. Maybe it creates a few smaller problems. But doesn't it, it really solves sort of one large, really big annoyance for all of us, doesn't it?
Well, and that's the idea behind this. Obviously, the logic that the employed by the administration is, look, we're going to open up Cuba. What we've been trying has not worked, obviously. We're going to open up Cuba by engaging with Cuba. And that was the point of the negotiations over the last few months, just how much access and freedom American diplomats will have, freedom of movement within Cuba, and how free will Cubans be to come and visit the U.S. Embassy to try to get a visa without facing an intimidating military or police presence around the enemy. So that's part of it. And at the same time, the Cubans are very mindful of the fact that that is the logic employed. They don't want any interference meddling, as the foreign minister called it the other day. But, you know, it's hard to argue with the logic that what has been going on for 54 years has not worked if the goal was to bring down the Castro regime, to destabilize the Castro regime by economic sanction. That has obviously not worked, and I think most people would agree with you, Doug, it's time to try something new.
Yeah, I have been on this bandwagon for 20 years. This is nothing but foolishness. Just for laughs, think about how foolish it sounds. We don't want to do business with those communists, and yet look at how much trade we do with China. It's our number one trading partner.
Right.
The Russians are, you know, the two most notable communist countries, so it all seems like folly. So it'll be interesting to watch this thing as it does unfold, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again when you go down down there next week to see what's going on as the mission opens down there. Thank you, Michael. Michael Vicara from Al Jazeera reporting on the latest with regard to our normalizing relations with Cuba.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit with the king of the animal world. Animal lovers love Warren Eckstein. Animals love Warren Eckstein. He's not so happy or friendly with some of the owners, but he does like the pets, and so that's a good thing. Warren Eckstein focusing on several things, including how to. This sort of gets me the marijuana industry. And how it deals with pests and pesticides. By the way, Warren, brought to you by Cedarside. As a matter of fact, thinking about that, just for a second here, let's follow this through for a minute. The headline is, Marijuana Industry Wrestles with Pests and Pesticides. So I'm wondering why we can't use Cedarside to get rid of all of the things that growers are having a problem with, spiders and mites and other threats in the marijuana crop. Why couldn't we do that, Warren? That makes sense, right?
Natural way. It would be the way to go.
The natural way to get rid of these pests to the marijuana growers. If you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family, Cedarside has the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. The original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home. It harnesses the power of cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, you name it, Cedarside gets it. And they get them, I mean, they get them good. Go to Cedarside.com, use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. Or you can call them and order, 800-842-1464, 800-842-1464, or go to Cedarside.com to get rid of all those pests. You need Cedarside at Cedarside.com.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control. It's a hit.
The Movie Men. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
There's a cat story at DougStefan.com that apparently was hired as a manager at online gift company. He's been hired as the boss. This is he's actually the communication manager here. The story at DougStefan.com. $216 a month. Cat specializes, this company, catbox.ro, specializes in personalized gifts. A quarter of the salary will be paid out in cat food. The rest of it goes to the owner. So, there's quite a cute picture of this at DougStefan.com. Obviously, a little bit of a play on words. But animals are used as symbols, aren't they? I use bulldog products on my face to shave with and soaps and that sort of thing. Obviously because of the connection to Charlotte, but there are, remember the Mack trucks that had
the bulldog on the Mack trucks?
Right,
there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So animals, what can you think of, Warren, in terms of animals that portray either strength or some image that help enhance a company? Yeah, Mickey Mouse is a big example.
Well, I remember years ago I did a segment, I think it was on the David Letterman show, where he talked about all the animals that helped sell America. I mean, when I was a kid, there was something called Turkish taffy, and it was always a camel talking about Turkish taffy.
Yeah.
If you think about the RCA record company, the dog.
The dog's name is Nipper.
There. And if you think about Spuds McKenzie, and you think about the Clydesdale horses, animals have really been very important in advertising in terms of, and I'm glad to see they're
still using cow.
I'll see the cow. There you go. Boyden's milk.
Yeah.
And Boyden's ice cream. So animals have been a big part of it. And you go back even further. Animals have always been used in terms of advertising because people relate animals with positive images and positive thoughts. And I'm so glad the cat is in charge of the company. Finally, an honest businessman.
All right, Richie, what did you find?
There's a new app out that lets you use facial recognition to help you find lost dogs' homes. And the way they do it is the owner of the lost dog and the person who finds the lost dog posts a picture, and it matches those two pictures up within a zip code, and it helps put the two together to get the dog back.
Huh. Sound, I'm in favor of anything that will help reunite pets with their guardians. Also, nose prints. Every dog nose print is like a thumbprint, so some humane societies are doing nose prints now to identify dogs as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Stick your nose on your dog's nose. All right, Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, WarrenEckstein.com, the pet show.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob Perry Sound and Recording.
America. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.